Yes, that's right, Nita. Some very exciting news for shopping centre magnate Frank Lowy. He's expressed his pride this week at receiving a prestigious royal honour. Now, the man who most Australians know as the founder of Westfield and the saviour of the Socceroos and in the Jewish community is a firm friend and a major donor. He's been bestowed with a knighthood by the Queen for his contribution to the UK economy. Reacting to the knighthood, Sir Frank Lowy said that no individual alone can achieve the things we have in London. I had been trying to establish a business in the UK since the mid-1970s, but for various reasons, it wasn't until 2000 that we finally made it. He says that breakthrough was enormously satisfying, and I'm proud that we've been able to make such a powerful contribution economically, as well as the support to a number of very worthy philanthropic projects. A big mazel tov this week to Sir Frank Lowy, who has received a knighthood from the Queen.
I just want to mention that he's got an incredible shopping center in London. A friend of mine visited the shopping center and she told me it's absolutely beautiful, enormous, and it's very popular. It's doing really, really well in the UK. People from all over go to the Westfield in London. So congratulations, Frank Lowy. And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, another topic in the news is the school funding. And the government was trying very hard to pass the Gonski 2 school funding. And this time it seems that all the Jewish day schools are going to do very well. Only one school is going to suffer, Masada College on the North Shore of Sydney. Do you know why?
Well, Nita, firstly, Masada will receive less money per student in 2027 than they do today. Some other Jewish schools will see an increase of more than 100%. Now, this is, of course, if the proposed Gonski plans are passed by the Federal Senate. According to government estimates, Sydney Jewish School on the North Shore, Masada, will see its annual Commonwealth funding drop from $3,524 per student this year to $3,215 in 2027. Now, Nitsa, while this change may seem insignificant with the cost of education rising, a freeze in funding could pose a serious problem for the school. Masada Treasurer Daryl Doffin told the Jewish News this week that Masada is concerned that not all schools are starting on a level playing field, as Jewish day schools face unique security challenges and costs relating to security. He says that the college is concerned that the current funding model does not properly reflect the capacity of parents to contribute to school fees. Surprisingly, Masada College will be worse off than other comparable Sydney Jewish schools, even though it is in greater need of assistance. Now, while Masada's funding is being cut, Keset Torah College, Mount Sinai and Emmanuel will see increases of more than 50%, and Moriah College will receive an increase of more than 10%. As a result, in 2027, Nitsa, when Masada receives $3,215 per student, Keset Torah would receive a whopping $13,900 per student. Now, I should reiterate that these plans have not been passed yet by the Federal Senate, so we'll be watching this closely, Nisa, to see if they will be passed by the Senate. If they will be, Masada will be the only Jewish school that will lose funding as part of these Gonski plans.
Yeah, I read very carefully. All the figures are on page 5 of the AJN this week, and it seems Bialy College in Victoria, they are going to have 120% increase, and Carmel School in Western Australia, 107%. It's quite amazing. Even Adas in Victoria, 75% increase. And King David School in Victoria, 68% increase. So it seems that most of the day school, all of them, are going to do much better. So the only school that is singled out is Masada College. But I don't quite understand how the funding is done, how they calculate the funding. We are talking to Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, this week there is an Israeli member of Knesset visiting Australia, Michal Biran.
Yes, that's right, Michal. She raised the issues of rising inequality and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict as the key challenges facing Israel when she spoke at the Double Bay Library earlier this week. She was at an event hosted by the Zionist Federation of Australia, and she said that millions of Israelis are struggling to keep up with the rising cost of living, an issue she's passionate about, having come to prominence in Israeli politics by helping to lead the 2011 social justice protests in Israel. Now, she also spoke, as I said, about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. She said having 2 million Palestinians who are not citizens of a country is a problem, and it is undermining our legitimacy internationally. The Zionist dream is to have both a Jewish state and a democratic state. It doesn't have to be a choice between the two. So some very interesting words from Michal Biran, the visiting Labour Party MK from the Knesset in Israel. She also visited Melbourne, Nita. She addressed community members in Melbourne as well as Sydney, and you can read what she had to say in this week's edition.
So we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, Australia's new ambassador to Israel, Chris Kenan, arrived in Israel and he met somebody very interesting. He met the previous Israeli ambassador to Australia.
Yeah, that's right. A very interesting meeting in Israel this week. Chris Kenan, he's just replaced Dave Sharma as Australia's new ambassador to Israel. And he met with Yevhar Rotem, who, of course, was the Israeli ambassador to Australia before Shmuel Ben Shmuel. This meeting was on his first day on the job. He also visited Jerusalem. Of course, he met with Yevhar Rotem, who is now the Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs Director General. And he also sent his very first tweet from the official ambassador's Twitter account. So Chris Kenan has hit the ground running as Australia's new ambassador to Israel, and we wish him all the very best in his new role.
Fantastic news in sport. The Australian Maccabiah team is due to leave to Israel in less than 7 days to take part in the 20th Maccabiah Games, and they're really hoping to bring some gold home.
Yes, that's right. They're due to leave in less than a week. And we've spoken to some medal hopefuls and some of the most interesting athletes in the Australian delegation. Nita, the countdown is on until the Maccabiah Games. And of course, we'll be having full coverage in the coming weeks in the Australian Jewish News. Here's hoping that we get some gold medals brought home to Australia from all the athletes. There are interviews in this week's paper with Jared Basga, as well as Amanda Penkin, who after surviving cancer is off to compete in the Maccabiah Games with her family. Some fascinating interviews, Nitsa, in this week's edition.
Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.